That leads to the second test question on this morning, which is our second objective. Our objective number two is answering the question, did I raise my level of commitment? Did I raise my level of commitment? The subtitle for today's message is, am I more committed? Am I more committed? Turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 2. We're not going to read it until the very end. Am I more committed? See, every week this year, I have taught us that in order to carry out our assignment, we must raise our level of commitment. Every week I say we must raise our level of commitment to God. That we must raise our level of commitment to each other in order to meet the challenges of a lost and a deteriorating world. Our yesterday effort is not sufficient for today's challenges. We must know that and understand that. So we cannot continue business as usual. Church, doing what we are accustomed to doing is not sufficient to turn things around. Amen. It is simply not sufficient. If we are going to seek and to save, restore and rebuild in this dispensation, we must raise our level of commitment. So the question is, have I done it? Have I raised my level of commitment? If the answer to that question is yes, it means I have learned three important things. It means I've learned point number one, what raising my level of commitment means. It means that I have learned what raising my level of commitment means. See, raising my level of commitment means something very interesting. It means that I decided that I would not continue doing things the same way while the problems around me continue to get worse. But in deciding that I would not do things the same way, it means that I understand that in order to meet the challenges of a lost and a deteriorating world, then change must take place in me. See, if I'm going to raise my level of commitment, the change that has to take place first has to take place in me. I need to change. See, I have a personal responsibility to deal with me. Now, that's important because if you're like me, I'm very comfortable with me. I'm very comfortable with every aspect of me. I'm comfortable with the aspects of me that need to be changed. Other people might not like it. Other people might be troubled, but I'm okay because I like me. Do any of you like yourself? I am comfortable with who I am. But if I'm going to raise my level of commitment, if I'm going to do in this dispensation what God wants me to do, I have to deal with me. And I have to deal with those things in my life that hinder my witness. Those things in my life that make me a hypocrite. Those things in my life that destroy my credibility. Those things in my life that keep me from giving God my best. Therefore, raising our level of commitment means first that I address the areas in my life that are displeasing to God. Areas in my life that are displeasing to me. And areas of my life that are harmful and offensive to others. You know, that's hard to believe. Sometimes we just don't believe that we can do harm to other people with our bad attitude. Sometimes we don't think we can do harm to people with our lack of love. Sometimes we don't think that we can offend people with our actions, but we can. So if I'm going to raise my level of commitment, I have to deal with all of that. How do I address those areas? If I've raised my level of commitment, It means that I decided to stop. I decided to stop. What did I decide to stop? I decided to stop old sinful behaviors. Those old sinful behaviors that I used to be known for. I decided to stop. See, I came to understand that I can't put religion on top of an old sinful man. See, I can't come into church and hold on to my secret sins. Because to put religion on top of a sinful man, you remember what we said, it's like putting perfume on a funky body. But eventually the funk that is there is going to overtake the perfume. So if I am going to address those areas, I have to stop. I decided I'm no longer going to engage in those old sinful behaviors, those things that I used to be known for. And then I decided to start doing what? Start elevating my conduct. That means I realize I must move past elementary Christianity. See, we get so excited about elementary Christianity. And we use elementary Christianity to be self-righteous and to look down on other people. Well, you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't cuss. That's elementary Christianity. Now, I know some of us are still doing those things, but it's still elementary Christianity if we do not. I must elevate my conduct. I have to move past what is elementary and move to a place where I allow God by His Spirit to conform me into the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ, where I allow God by His Spirit to make me like Jesus, to make me like Jesus on the inside, to cause me to love unconditionally, cause me to have compassion for other people, cause me to be righteous and holy inside and out. How do I address those areas? I decided to stop my old sinful behavior. I decided to start elevating my conduct. And then I decided or determined to stay. That is, stay consistent. That is, every day when I get up, I determine in my heart, sin has done enough in my life. And I'm done with the works of unrighteousness. And every day I make that commitment and I live out of that commitment. And when my tomorrow becomes my today, I get up and I make the commitment all over again. See, church, that's really the only way we can keep a commitment of righteousness. We can only keep a commitment of righteousness one day at a time. We can't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. We can't worry about next week. Next week is not promised. The only way I can keep a commitment to be righteous is on today. The day that I have, I make a commitment. God, on today, I'm going to serve you. God, on today, I'm going to love you. God, on today, I'm going to avoid sin and unrighteousness. God, on today, I'm going to do what you want me to do. We're talking about raising our level of commitment. See, when I do these things, when I address me, then I can be used by God. When I address me, I can become a stronger, more mature, credible Christian. I can be an effective witness. Because I learned and I realized this year that if I have poor character, nobody is going to listen to me. Nobody wants to hear what I say. If when they look at my character doesn't line up with the faith that I proclaim. Then raising our level of commitment. This means that I decide to devote myself to the work of God. That's what it means. Raising our level of commitment starts with working on us so that we can be credible witnesses. But then it means that I make the decision to be devoted to the work of God. Church, have we devoted ourselves to the work of God on this year? It means I set aside selfishness. And I have a greater willingness to be used by God for the benefit of others. It means that I decided on this year to give my time, my energy, my convenience for the benefit of somebody else. That I became willing to do for others what God did for me. So the question is, did I raise my level of commitment? Have I done what's necessary this year to become a more credible witness? Have I allowed God by His Spirit to deal with me? Remember what we learned that the Holy Spirit does when we allow Him, that He pervades our heart. Did I allow Him to pervade my heart? That is, did I give the Holy Spirit access to every part of me? Not just those things that I wanted Him to change, but those areas in my life that I thought I'm just okay in. Did I allow the Holy Spirit to prompt me? This year, when the Holy Spirit spoke to me week after week, did I obey what He said? Did I allow the Holy Spirit to govern me? Did I allow the Holy Spirit to have a restraining influence on my life? See, there was a time all of us, we just said what we wanted to say and did what we wanted to do. But did I at some point this year allow the Holy Spirit to rein me in? Why? Because my credibility is on the line. Am I a better witness? Am I a more credible witness? Or am I ending the year with the same credibility problem that I started with? See, we have to understand this about the work that God has called us to do. In this dispensation, while it is easy for us to shake our head at people who are lost and are hurting, while I am shaking my head at what I see as the problem in them, have I addressed the problem that's in me? Church, I want you to write this down in your notes. This is a new statement, but it's an important statement. My problems can keep people from seeing the solution to their problems. My problems, those things about me that I just don't want to deal with. My problems can keep people from seeing the solution to their problems, because the solution is Jesus. But if a person is looking at me and they see a hypocrite, if a person is looking at me and they see an unkind Christian, then they're not going to be able to see the answer that I have. I must deal with myself. Did I raise my level of commitment? Have I become more devoted to God and His work? Am I more willing now to do things for the benefit of others? Or is it still all about me? If I have not changed, then I have not raised my level of commitment. Have I raised my level of commitment? If the answer is yes, then it means I have learned what raising my level of commitment means. And then it means that I have learned point number two, why I must raise my level of commitment. If I have actually raised my level of commitment, it means that I have learned why it's important. See, if we have responded to the call of God, it is because we understand why it's important to raise our level of commitment. Why do we need to be more committed? If I have raised my level of commitment, I understand that God has called us to carry out a desperately needed work in desperately wicked times. That's why our commitment must be raised. Because God is calling us to carry out a desperately needed work in desperately wicked times. Why is this a desperately needed work that God is calling us to do? It is a desperately needed work because the world is getting worse. Every day, people are sinking to new lows. The love of many, according to the word of God, is growing cold. When you look up and you look around and see what's going on in our society, you see how bad things have become. Children murdering parents. Parents murdering children. Failed leadership. Lying, cheating, and abuse all around. Pride is overtaking everyone everywhere. We are living in a society where nobody wants to listen to anybody. You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me how to live. I'm going to do what I want to do. I am my own person. Everyone is overcome by pride, and pride is destroying us. We are making decisions out of our pride, and we will not let somebody else help us. We will not